SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Throughout the educational journey, nearly everyone encounters a teacher they admire and who inspired them. Conversely, many teachers find inspiration in their students and the transformative power of education.
It's all about what teachers do to build the skill and knowledge in students and to engage them and to inspire them about the possibilities of their future.
Welcome to this special episode of Australia Explained. In today's episode, we delve into the rewards and opportunities of teaching in Australia, including career stability, professional development, and the invaluable contributions of multicultural educators. Teachers can inspire, empower, and positively impact their students' lives, shaping the future of individuals, communities, and society. With a growing emphasis on education and the continuous evolution of teaching methods, Australia offers a vibrant landscape for aspiring educators and career changers to thrive. Let's meet some dedicated teachers who will share highlights of their journey in education. Zina Dabaja is the Relieving Director of Educational Leadership for the Trelora Network and the Substantive Principal of a girls' high school in Sydney. She has been a qualified English and History teacher for the New South Wales Department of Education since 1995. Ms. Dabaja shares how she became inspired to take up a career in teaching.
I had some fantastic teachers when I was a young student growing up who really ignited my passion for learning. They really made a difference to me and my life. But the other thing that really inspired me to become a teacher was about the opportunities that in teaching you can provide to students.
Benny Ng agrees. He is a committed teacher based in Melbourne. He is teaching physical education in Victorian schools and taught English as a second language in Hong Kong for over 14 years. Mr. Ng believes that the benefits of being a teacher are significant, and the rewards are the driving force behind his motivation to keep giving more.
I witnessed firsthand the transformative power of education in shaping individuals' life. And being a PE teacher, it can help them maintain not only physical health, but also their mental health. Also, the joy of seeing students grow and succeed in these areas is just what continues to motivate me.
Ms. Dabaja shares a memorable experience that underpins how she approaches her career in teaching. When she first started teaching, she coached a debating team comprised of students from different backgrounds, including one student with a hearing impairment who stood out to her.
That student was an incredible advocate for public education and the potential and capacity that all students have, because his disability didn't prevent him from having full participation, and the team was very successful in their competitions. And every time he represented our school in debating, what he was doing was sending out messages to anyone who was watching, breaking down stereotypes, breaking down expectations or limitations, people's perceptions of what people can or can't achieve.
Both Ms. Dabaja and Mr. Ng share insights about how their teaching profession contributes to their communities and the wider society. Ms. Dabaja explains.
You know, I often say that when you look out into the playground, there's so much capacity and potential. You could have the next Beethoven in the playground, or the cure for cancer might be sitting in the playground. You know, and it's all about what teachers do to build the skill and knowledge in students and to engage them and to inspire them about the possibilities of their future, which really keeps society going.
Professor Therese Keane, Associate Dean of the Faculty of Education at La Trobe University, has spent over 25 years empowering girls in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. She says teaching builds the foundation of society.
Schools are an amazing place for students to learn in a controlled environment. You know, if they get in trouble, it's in within that controlled environment so that they can understand what they've done wrong and they can learn from their mistakes.
Mr. Ng says that teachers contribute to the holistic growth and development of children from preschool through to high school, preparing them for their post-school destinations.
Teachers contribute to the development of well-rounded individuals. We try to help them equip to positively contribute to society. I think it can empower students to become an active participant in their communities.
Advancement opportunities in Australia's public and private education sectors make teaching a viable long-term career option. As Ms. Dabaja says, teachers who show exceptional talent and passion for teaching have many opportunities to get involved with running the school.
There's all sorts of fantastic opportunities for teachers to, you know, be promoted, whether it's leading wellbeing teams or heading faculties, key learning area faculties. There's so many opportunities. And in terms of pathways, in terms of training, there are the traditional ways of embarking upon a teaching career through the university.
There are also retraining programs for industry professionals to enter faculty areas such as mathematics, computer sciences, sciences, or even technology and applied science. Teachers also have access to a whole range of professional learning courses they can participate in online and face-to-face. Ms. Dabaja again.
We also engage heavily in external partnerships with universities. We engage in action research projects. There's a lot of professional learning that's conducted across schools. It's very exciting, it's enriching, and it also sits under the departmental plan for public education. So focusing, for example, on explicit teaching is a very important focus at the moment that everybody's really excited about.
Teachers' entry-level salaries vary in each state and territory, ranging from about $75,000 to $85,000, which is considered competitive in comparison to Australian graduates in other professions. Despite a flattening in salary over time, relative to other professions, opportunities for career advancement, such as leadership roles or higher-level teaching positions, can lead to increased earning potential over time. Mr. Ng again.
Teaching does offer a stable and secure career path, even amidst economic downturn, like before during COVID. From my experience, both in Hong Kong and now in Australia, I found that teaching remains in high demand, especially in Australia, the critical areas like early childhood education and secondary teaching too.
Ms. Dabaja agrees that teaching is one of the most stable career paths.
If you look historically, teaching has always been very, very stable. You know, there's a lot of work available once a teacher is employed permanently, provided that they meet proficiency standards and they're performing to the standard that we expect and we have high standards. They are teachers for life, and there's also promotional opportunities. All sorts of opportunities for teachers to spread and grow their wings and really pursue the areas of expertise.
There are multiple pathways if you are considering becoming a teacher in Australia. Professor Keane says that you can find most of the information you need on the website www.bethatteacher.gov.au. The website provides information on how to become a teacher in Australian states and territories and the various pathways to a teaching career. As Professor Keane explains, one possible pathway can start after graduating from high school.
There's a typical pathway where you could be a high school student who finishes year 12, then they come and do an undergrad study in education, and then they become a teacher. Or there's the other way where they do an undergrad study in an area of choice, so it could be science, it could be art, and then they do a Master of Teaching, and they become a teacher after they do the Master of Teaching.
Professor Keane adds that for overseas skilled migrants, the process is like any form of qualification and it depends on their country of origin and the state in Australia where they'd like to work as teachers. She explains that you may need to contact the university directly and demonstrate your qualifications, or you may need to contact the teacher's regulatory authority in that state.
In Victoria, we have VIT, for example. If people are really interested in continuing their career path as a teacher, or they are thinking of changing and becoming a teacher, they would need to contact the universities to see whether, you know, their degrees can be converted, and VIT and the equivalent in each state.
Aspiring teachers must have the right qualifications, but it's a straightforward process. Professor Keane again.
Typically, you've finished your high school, you can do an undergraduate degree in teaching. So it'll be something like a Bachelor of Education. But if you've, say, done another degree, like a Bachelor of Computer Science, and they get to the end of their degree and they decide, you know what, I don't want to work in a lab for the rest of my life, or I really prefer the teaching side of it. So what they then do is they look for a Master of Teaching, which is typically 2 years on top of their degree.
She adds that the Australian teaching degree builds and fosters well-rounded professionals with diverse intellects and social skills. Professor Keane explains what aspiring teachers can expect while studying for a degree.
They will be looking at behaviour, equity, the use of computing. They'd be looking at Indigenous culture. These are just only a handful of things. But on top of that, they also go out and do professional experience, which means that they get practice in a classroom. So they get to do some teaching, and as their degree progresses, they do more substantial teaching till the end of their degree.
Ms. Dabaja says the teachers from diverse backgrounds in Australia bring unique perspectives to the classroom, enriching the learning environment in several ways.
Coming from an ethnic background really has just spurred me to make sure that I taught in schools where there was socioeconomic disadvantage, because there's something so rewarding about pursuing equity of outcomes for young people who may not have come from privileged backgrounds. So what happens at school really matters. So understanding the nuances and the needs and the challenges of coming from diverse backgrounds, working school teams to, for example, support refugee students is one of the most rewarding things that you can do.
Teachers from diverse backgrounds often employ varied teaching approaches influenced by their cultural and educational experiences to accommodate different learning styles and preferences. Ms. Dabaja says such teachers can be an excellent support for parents and students.
There's someone there to listen to them. There's someone there to provide them guidance if they need it. Coming from a diverse background and teaching in multicultural settings, it's representative of the rich community that Australia is made up of. It brings a value to our environment, and the fact that I teach with teachers that come from all sorts of backgrounds means that there is so much inclusivity and care for our students, and that's what's so wonderful about teaching in settings like that.
Ms. Dabaja says that no matter what your experience has been at school as a student, schools are extraordinary places, and teachers are valuable members of our society. It's important that we respect what they do, because they don't do it just for the money.
They do it because they have a passion and commitment and care for young people, and they know that they are shaping and transforming young lives when they get up every morning and go to their job, no matter how hard it is. I just want to say to every single teacher out there listening that you are seen and you are valued and you are very special, and I thank you for the work that you have done.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Australia Explained. This SBS podcast was produced in partnerships with the Department of Education.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.